Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Of course, hearing the devotees share so many wonderful pastimes and thoughts and realizations reminded me of so many thoughts and pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. I won't be able to relate each thing that I say to what each devotee said, although I would have liked to, but just for the sake of time. But Srila Prabhupada initiated a disciple and gave him the name Bhavananda. And Bhava means like the material world, and Ananda means bliss. So he gave him the name, the bliss of the material world. So the disciple approached Srila Prabhupada, and he was a little concerned what was Prabhupada saying about him. What is the meaning of the name? And Srila Prabhupada replied, and it's a very profound answer, and it really shows Srila Prabhupada's mood, you know, why he loved Vrindavan, for example. And so Srila Prabhupada said that the devotee has no happiness independent of Krishna's happiness. His experience of happiness is of Krishna's happiness. And nothing gives Krishna more pleasure than having souls come back to him. So preaching, it gives Krishna the greatest pleasure by preaching. And bringing people to him gives him the greatest pleasure. But you can only do that in the material world. Can't preach in the spiritual world and bring people back to Krishna. You can only do it in the material world. And that is Bhavananda. That is the bliss of the material world. And that's the greatest bliss, because it gives Krishna the greatest pleasure. So it just so happened that I was with the same devotee, Bhavananda, and another devotee, Chutananda. There's a lot of Ananda in those days. And so Ekadasi came. And Bhavananda and I were really in the mood to go out and preach. And Chutananda said, no, it's Ekadasi, we shouldn't go out, it's inauspicious. So we thought, oh boy, he's really attached to rules and regulations. You know, we really have the spirit. We're going to go out and preach. We're not going to worry about the rain. So we went out, and it was really pouring rain, and it didn't stop. It just kept coming down, heavier and heavier. And in Madras then, at least where we were, there was there was a sewage system. What the sewage system consisted of, drainage system, was like a sort of like a canal along the side of the road. It was just not covered or anything. It was like a ditch. But it was lined with concrete. You know, went down about like 2 or 3 feet, and that was it. What happened was that the rain kept pouring, and that canal along the road got filled up with water, and you couldn't distinguish between the water on the street and the water in the drainage ditch and the water in the field beyond. So we're walking along very blissful on our mission beach, and Bhavananda falls into the ditch. He's like in water up to his waist. So now what to do? Well, I don't even remember what we did. But I told Srila Prabhupada about the incident. And I told him that that Bhavananda had equal vision. Because there's that verse, Pandita Samadarshana. He had equal vision. He didn't distinguish between high and low. And Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, you have theoretical, yes, you have theoretical knowledge, but he is more advanced because he has realized knowledge. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada had a way of joking, but I took everything as he said and did as having, you know, profound truth. And I didn't doubt it. I mean, it probably pricked my false ego a little, but it didn't bother me too much. I mean, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. And I thought it was true. And so then, you know, how things happen over one's life of service. We have ups and downs. But I was heartened by hearing what Srila Prabhupada had said about that there's two ways of attaining perfection. One is by executing the regulated principles of devotional service, and by the mercy of Krishna, one attains perfection. And the other is, even if one's unable to follow all the rules and regulations, but if he has an overwhelming desire to render service, then Krishna, or the spiritual master, will by mercy bring him to the point of perfection. So this is a very important factor, desire. Once Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the arch of desiring. And of course the desire is there naturally, which is the Krishna prema. But we should, I think it's great. If we just have that desire, Krishna and Prabhupada will fulfill our desire. That's really all it comes to, somehow or other. But just coming back to the books, I had heard that Srila Prabhupada had said that that all we have to do is have the desire to become Krishna conscious. And there's that, you know, verse, Tatra Lodya, that, so I asked Srila Prabhupada after a class, a big public program outdoors, but I asked him that I heard that to become Krishna consciousness, all we need is the desire to become Krishna conscious. So does that mean that we don't need to read books? And Srila Prabhupada replied, well, if you desire to be Krishna conscious, you'll do everything you can to help you to become Krishna conscious. So why wouldn't you want to read the books? So it's a matter of desire, but it's also a matter of expressing the desire in practical activities. And on this occasion, auspicious occasion, in this august assembly, I pray to Srila Prabhupada and to all of you to bless me, that my desire to serve this lotus feet, to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna, will become stronger and stronger and stronger. Thank you very much.